This is Grover Weaver speaking. This is Grover Weaver speaking. We're speaking to you live from the city of Fort Worth on this blessed day. With the temperature being at 89, we're looking at it still to reach a high of 100 degrees or more today. And according to my figuring, that's going to put us pretty much for about 70 days of 100-degree heat this summer. We're certainly not is not the hottest area of the country. I think Phoenix, Arizona has had over 100. So we thank God for small things. We're here today to share with you 15 minutes of our feelings about what's going on in this here country. It is a sad report that has been given by the Census Bureau. They have came out with their latest poverty numbers, and it is dire. So we're left to wonder, is poverty in America a death sentence? We feel, based upon the numbers and what we see taking place, poverty in America is a death sentence. What was once a dream is now a nightmare. The case in point, you see it quite clear when you think back to the Republican debate in Phoenix, Arizona. Dr. Ryan, a congressman from here in Texas, was asked this question: if a young man who was healthy had an accident and he was in a coma, what would you do? And they talked about free market, and they clapped when they said, let him die. This country has moved to a point that I don't think it's going to get back unless God intervenes and change the hearts of the people. When times get so tough that when one becomes selfish and only think about himself and think that I got mine and to hell with you, that puts us in a terrible fix. When we look at what the numbers are, we see that 1 in 6 people are now living in poverty. That comes out to be 50 million people. And this, more people have been poor in this country in 2 decades. When Tuesdays came out, when the Tuesday numbers came out, the overall poverty rate had climbed to 15.1%. And for a family of four, if you are not making $22,314, you are in poverty. And if you are an individual such as myself and you're not making $11,139, you are in poverty. And I am smack dab in the middle of this poverty. And I feel that with the way this here country going and with health care being denied to the poor, we are in a fix. Health care, the people without health care, is now, as many people in poverty, and I can see how 49.9 million people can be without poverty, I mean, can be without health care, as well as 49.9 million can be in poverty. because if you can afford it, you will have it. And if you can't afford it, you don't have it. So we're left to wonder what is going to come from this situation. Now the president has moved forward with this here $447 billion plan for creating jobs and stimulating the economy. But the opposition are saying no, because the plan includes increasing the taxes on the wealthy. And inside the plan that they are offering is a proposed payroll tax cut, but this is for the middle class, not for the wealthy, talking about extending unemployment benefits. And all of these are things, are ways of pulling individuals out of poverty. But because of the opposition is dead set on looking out for the wealthy, the Republicans have rejected it emphatically. No, they say McConnell say it's just more of the same. Boehner is speaking the same silly stuff that he speaks along with Erica Cantor. The president is running around the country trying to go in the districts, and they are repeating a pass the bill. But like I said last week, I don't see this bill being passed, because I don't believe that the government going to get off of what have been great for them. Nothing has been done to make them move away from their position. Their position is to deny Obama a second term, and they are willing to do anything to this economy to blow it up. Don't care how many people they put in poverty, how many people die without health care. You remember the congressman in Florida who lost his job because of the Republican got behind the statement that he made that said on the floor of Congress that the Republican wants you to die quickly. And they got up and talked about how horrible that would be and how could you think such a thing about such honorable men. But when we look at that debate in Florida, we see that it is. So I pray God that Mr. Grayson in Florida, he's running for his old seat back. I hope he get it. If there's any poetic justice in this world, it certainly would do it well for the ones who are champion his cause to see him win this again. So when we look at what's going on in this country, we're not encouraged. We can only pray the prayer that Christ told us to pray when he left, is that we should pray for his return. And we should pray that it return, that Christ return quickly, because that's the only way I see that this here are taking place. We ought to love one another and care for one another. There is no love for each other. The wealthy is set back with their mouth closed, with the exception of people like the richest man that owned the railroad. He have come out and say that one should not be coddling the rich, and the rich should pay their fair share. But it just seems as so, because it's the nature of humanity to be selfish. And because of the selfish nature of human beings, those that got it is not willing to share it. But the good part about it, if the Lord should come, or if the Lord just start coming by and picking and plucking them out of here, all the wealth that they have accumulated. And I'm talking about there's a lot of wealth in this country. So there are 400 families that own over 90% of all the wealth of all the people in this here country. And the tax code continue allowed them to continue to get rich because they have campaigned and coerced these shyster politicians to allow breaks, a tax code that give breaks to income that's from investment as opposed to income that comes from labor. So if you labor for your money, you pay a higher tax rate. But if you got enough money to invest, then you get a better break. That's what we're talking about. There are billionaires and millionaires who earn income, and it is taxed at 15%, which is lower than the people that they have working for them. And that's a shame and a pity. Well, we pray that that God will make this right some kind of way. And all that we can do is hope and pray that God will be merciful and just in his return. And we pray that he'll come quickly. Come quickly, Lord. Come quickly. Because we stand in need of a Savior. And we will be back here next Monday. I mean, not Monday. We'll be here Friday. I'm trying to live so far ahead. But today is Wednesday, and we'll be back here Friday. And we'll see you then. And may the Lord bless you.